Om Shanti, good morning. Welcome to you all. And also welcome to the online viewers. So, today we have Sister Daksha with us. Sister Daksha is from London and she has been serving in London for past 25 years in Inner Space Wembley. She's been in Gyan practicing since past 35 years. Actually, personally, I'm from Dubai, so I saw her in Dubai in my childhood Brahmin days. And throughout the journey, in my spiritual journey, I've seen that she's very, very easy and a very simple yogi. And she's always been checking with seniors about her progress. So hence, I've seen her being a very extremely simple and a very easy yogi. And she will also give you all an experience in the middle, as a commentary, because we are having intense meditation, and since January 18th is coming, so she'll give you good reflective exercises and experiments. Thank you. Over to Sister Daksha.
Om Shanti, and thank you for that warm welcome. As Brother introduced, my name is Daksha, and our theme this morning, with what we'd like to explore on, spiritual stock-taking. Because when you run a business, often March is the month that is the year-end. But in terms of stock-taking, it's generally December. And as the Brother mentioned, that I'm based at Inner Space Wembley, and we have Baba's shop, not just the center, but a shop as well. And it's around this time we do take the stock taking for the shop, Baba's shop. So it was very fresh in the mind. I think it's after many years that I'm not there at the moment doing the stock take. So why not do the spiritual stock take? So as we come close to the end of the year, and yes, by the way, happy Boxing Day. Because if you were in the West, you would celebrate the Boxing Day as much as the Christmas. Because that's why it's known as the Boxing Day. The Christmas is all celebrations and family. But it's on Boxing Day traditionally that the gifts were open and shared. And that's why it's called the Boxing Day, gift boxes. Because there may be different versions why it's called the Boxing Day, but this is the one I know of. So happy Boxing Day. And so I thought, why don't we take this time together to look at how our year has gone by and what is it that we've done well and what is it that we can focus on. And I know, in the West, there's so much kind of many places, lots of celebrations for Christmas, etc. So December, we don't do so much reflection unless towards the end, really. And then January on, bang on, we start. But I've been here in Mumbai and other places just in the last few weeks. And from beginning of December, what normally happens at the various centers here is that they call it the race, So they start like meditation before class or after class and see who clocks in at what time. And so normally people aim to do half an hour before morning class. Generally most of us make it for 5-10 minutes. But to actually focus and not just come for Muli class but for meditation and also evening meditation. So these are like an extra bonus leading up to 18th of January. And so again, talking about the spiritual stock take. See, so often when we're looking at our chart, we see that what is it that we need to get better. But it's good to actually start with what is that we've achieved. Because that gives us the help and the strength to do more. Because so often we start with what is it that we are not doing right and what's not correct. And then what happens? We feel a bit sad, or I've been meditating for 10 years, 20 years, 1 year, however long it's been, 40 years, and I'm still not getting there. And I remember one of the classes, Sister Mohini, Didi Mohini, was saying that, you know, when you come to Baba and sit in front of Baba and you start off your conversation with, "Baba, sorry, I haven't done this right." That's not how we should start our conversation. No? So stock taking as in what has happened, which is also right. So we're going to do some reflective exercises as well, and I'll share in between and do some reflective exercises so that we have this time to see what's good and what we can enhance on and what is that we need to focus on. So coming back to the stock taking that I'm used to in doing in terms of Baba shop, is that we firstly count everything, absolutely everything that's there in the shop, and then we match it with the stock on the system. And then we have a list of differences. Mm-hmm. And there are sometimes we have the actual stock more than what's on the system, and for some it is the other way around. We have actual stock less than the system, and then you have to adjust it out. So beginning of the year, then you're starting with the exact amount of stock, the actual stock and the one on the system. And it's for various reasons. Sometimes people may have picked up something accidentally or tilled in wrongly. So these differences happen. Generally, there's not so much loss, but it's just to get the actual stock right. So similarly here, for us, our system is like, what does Baba say in the Murli? Right? What does Baba say in the Murli? And if we start, say, from now on, and maybe you already do it, but now on every day, whatever Baba is asking us, then what we resonate with especially, let's make a note of it and see what my actual stock is. So this is what Baba wants me to be, and this is where I am. And if I am there, okay, what can I do more to maintain it? Yeah, so it's not that all of the things that Baba said, none of it is that we have not done. We've done a lot. You know, the fact that we are all here in Madhuban, in the cold, we're still sitting here, means there is so much love. In one of the recent Murlis, Baba said, in terms of love, Baba gives 100 marks, maybe 100, more than 100% to all his children. But other things, he's not so sure. Other things, he's not very sure. So what I find in terms of our stock taking, actually we can do our spiritual stock taking on a weekly basis. You know, when I introduce, and I've also heard our seniors say this, that kind of what is the difference between Sakar Murli and Avyakt Murli? So Sakar Murli is like our, you know, classwork and homework. And then Avyakt Murli on Sundays is generally our examination paper. Yeah. So it's like, what can I study? What can I focus? And then on Avyakt Murli, generally, what does Baba say? There are three types of children or X amount of types of children. And this is the first category, this is the second category, this is the third category. And you check where you are. And if you're in the third category, what can you do to come up? If you're already in the second category, what can you do to come to the top? And if you're already there on the top, what can you do to maintain and enhance? So like our aim on conference stage is to be a diamond. But even after becoming a diamond, say we've become a diamond spiritually, we need to make sure that diamond is always polished. Yeah, okay, the value of diamond does not decrease, but say if a jewel merchant were to give you a diamond which is all full of dust, would you want to buy instantly? No. You know, how are diamonds kept? Like often in Baba Sakhar Muli's, you say, then they kept in a nice cloth, in a nice box, then the value of it is more visible. So even if we have reached what Baba wants us to achieve, what am I doing to maintain it? So this is kind of a spiritual stock-taking. So throughout the year, what is it that's gone well? And now, from next year, we've got a few days to prepare. What would I like to focus? And not just from the beginning of the year, but once a week has passed, sometimes what happens after a week or two has passed, then you become slack. Yeah? It is not as important. Now then we say, oh, it's already an old year. Yeah? Say come January, February, March, you think we're waiting for another December and January. Yeah. I can see lots of you nodding your heads so you can resonate that that's what's happened. But what can we do in the coming year that enthusiasm, that honesty with ourselves in terms of our checking and self-progress is maintained throughout? So just remember that I'm only a diamond, but I don't want to be covered by dust. Well, I don't want to be just in an ordinary cloth or an ordinary box. I want to be in the nicest cloth surrounded, the nicest box. I want to be placed in that. So, coming back to stock taking, I'll just share a few more thoughts and then we'll do a reflective exercise. So one is the Sakhar Muli, which is a mirror. And in fact, a source of everything. You know, I've often heard Sister Jayanti and certainly Dadi, also our Dadis, used to love Murlis. And the way they approached to the Murli was that every time they read the Murli, though they may have read it many, many times or heard it many, many times, it was like it was very fresh. And it was like they're reading it for the first time. And they would come up with so many different thoughts about one particular subject. I remember one time seeing Dadi Janki, and she was asked maybe 2-3 times during the day to talk on the same subject. And when she was asked to address on the same subject, every time she shared was something different. Based on what Baba touched her, with the crowd in front of her, it was very, very different. Yeah? How many of us can do that? Say if you were asked to speak on contentment 3 times a day, would you come up with different, and that was like 45 minutes or an hour, it wasn't just like 5-10 minutes, then okay, yeah, you have 3-4 points, and you can share different points at different times. But within the same day, different points. And that's because the churning is there. Yeah. So a few things I'd like us to look at in terms of our stock-taking is, you know, my love for my self-progress. A conference age, we're here to become a diamond. We call it the diamond age. We're here to become like deities. So it's like divinizing ourselves. So what am I doing to make myself a diamond? Am I putting enough effort in terms of my own self-progress? And sometimes when we think about our self-progress, we think it means like giving hours of time for meditation and churning and whatnot. But you know, seeing our dadis, seeing our seniors, and the one that I've observed more than others is, you know, Dadi Janki. But also I've seen Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Manohar, Dadi Ratan Mohini, Dadi Gulzar. Their love for study. And they would make that as a priority. And I've heard that Dadi Janki often shared that when does she actually churn? When did she churn the mulli? So she would read the mulli before going for shower, before class. And just while she's getting ready, she's done the churning. And of course the churning goes on throughout the day, and that's why if you ask her something in the morning, she'll share some points. If you ask the same topic in the afternoon, she'll share more points. So one of the first things is, how much importance am I giving to my own self-progress? Because so often we feel that to serve means to put everybody else as a priority, which is fine. But just remember that service actually is our fourth subject. So we have four subjects we study in this university. Everybody knows the four subjects. Gyan, Yoga, Dana and Seva. And knowledge, yoga, and then inculcation or imbibing, and service. So the difference between the way we approach spirituality, our generation and the generations that's just come or yet to come, and our seniors, the founding members, is they started with the first subject. Gyan, the meditation, dharana, and then service. But so often we start our spiritual journey, we want to serve first. And we feel better, we feel important, we feel that we are valued if we are doing service. And there's nothing wrong in doing service. But our seniors have always encouraged us that the real service can only happen when my stage is powerful. We use the word stage. In Hindi is the word sthiti. And I've heard Dadi personally tell me that it's not just about learning jnana and learning to maintain balance, but it's learning to serve through your stage. So wherever you are, whether you are in a position or you're organizing things or you're very articulate in sharing knowledge, that's not important. Often in Murli's Baba says, when you share with from your intellect, then it touches the intellect. Yeah, but when you share from your heart, it touches the heart and the transformation takes place. Because knowledge is there. We've all understood enough wisdom and knowledge. But how can we, or what can we do to synchronize that our heart and our intellect both walk together and work together? Because so often it's like, oh, we love jnana, but then we don't put it into practice. Or we run for service, but we forget why are we doing service. And that's why we become often task-oriented. On the field of service, we become task-oriented. Okay, let's get this done. And then we are not paying attention to who we are hurting, whether it's stressful for others or even stressful for yourself. And just one of the mullis recently that we had, I think it was the mulli of the 16th, where Baba was talking about there should not be any conflict and there should not be any stress, any challenges. And there was discussion happening on that. So what did Baba actually mean by that? So one of the things was becoming clear that it's not that we'll not have challenges. Just even now, we don't know what's going to happen in terms of the pandemic that we just seen gone, and it's likely to come again or not come. Is it going to be serious or not serious? So challenges like that we don't have any control over. And there may be other forms of it that will come to us. But I guess what Baba was indicating was to what extent are we able to synchronize our sanskars? Because we're all preparing to go to golden age. And you know, in golden age, one of the things that is remembered that Krishna used to do this, you know, dance called Ras. And he was dancing with all the gopis. And each of the gopis felt that Krishna was with her or him. So actually, what does it represent? It's that there's so much harmony in our nature. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm going to be like you and you're going to be me like me. But there's that love and respect for each other. And so one of the things we need to check as a beacon that do I actually love myself enough? Because as I love myself and I respect myself, I can easily love and respect and understand others. And this is what we saw in our dadis. Even when they would meet and they would get along, even if there was no sharing of words, but just their drishti for each other was with so much respect. And even when we were with dadis, or we were with our seniors, what we felt was that there was so much love and respect. And it's because they also give time to themselves. And again, I want to clarify, it's not that we have to, you know, put in extra 2-3 hours of meditation. If we can do that, well and good. You know, we did that in the year of Tapasya, the mullis that we're reading on Sundays, which is, I think, the ones that we just finished reading, was year of Tapasya. And I remember that as a family, as a BK family, we were all asked to at least do sit-down meditation for 4 hours. And some major programs we were not to be involved in. We could do little programs, but minimum 4 hours of sitting-down meditation. And I think majority of Brahmin family made that happen, did that. So this was the year of Tapasya. But maybe we don't have so much time at the moment. Maybe there's a lot more other services we need to do. But the quality, we can improve. Yeah, and we could just pinch in a 15 minutes here and 10 minutes here. And before you know it, you could have a good extra an hour or two than your usual. So that's self-importance. And then that love and respect for the family. And then love and respect, widening it to the Laukik family and to the world. And then the environment. Yeah? Because, you know, in golden age, it's not just that we'll be misusing nature and we'll only be kind to human beings, as in deities. Why does nature there want to serve us? Because we also have a lot of respect for nature. And sometimes we think, oh, okay, what difference does this going to make? See, the world is going to be destroyed or transformed anyway. So whether I waste water or whether I'm not careful about electricity or whether I'm not careful about how I look at the nature, what big difference is it going to make? But just like Baba is teaching us that as we have to remember and think about the soul, we also have to respect our bodies. Yeah, and also then the third thing will be nature. And within the nature is the nature itself, but also the animals, the birds, the insects. I mean, when you see a worm or when you see a butterfly, when you see any of that, do you actually stop and thank them? Because if it wasn't for all of them, a lot of the things that we actually enjoying, we wouldn't be. And of course, if you want to find out more about it, you can look into the scientific side of it. So even if I don't know how to do all these things, but just in my heart, if I say I want to respect nature, I want to care for nature, you'll find the right people will tell you the right things, and you'll be touched by right things, you'll hear the right things, and you'll be able to do it. So yourself, the family, then nature at large. And within the family, I would like to add, it's about, you know, the whole world at large. You know, in recent Murlis where Baba said, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, where Baba said whether they, Ravan's children or God's children, they're all God's children in a way. And do I have that vision for people in the world? Or if somebody is suffering at one end of the world, what does it bother me? It's not happening in my nation. It's not happening to me. I don't care. Is that our response? Say, for instance, if your Lokik brothers or sister was there, where things are not so right, or if your friend was there, if your colleague was there, would you not be concerned? So yes, on a daily basis, not just as and when we have bhaktis that we think about that, or every third Sunday we'll think about world peace, but every day, a few times a day, part of our meditation should be towards nature, should be towards serving the world. Not just our immediate connections, but the world. Because there are so many places that we don't hear any news about. We don't even know what's happening and who is in need. And there are certain places we hear a lot, but we're not hearing the right things. Yeah? So they may paint a beautiful picture about their nation or that place, but that necessarily is not the reality. So yes, another thing is in our self-progress is how do I save myself from this influence of what we call social media. To use social media in terms of reaching out to people, etc., is good. But so much of bombardment happens and so much of wrong and misinformation comes our way. So we just have to be very, very careful about that. And based on those information, when we start making decisions, when we start making decisions as in learning, we start becoming biased. Say suppose we hear that this country attacked this country. We don't know why they did. Yeah? Probably most people don't know why they did. But they may have a reason. But I said, then I start thinking, oh no, they're so bad to have attacked this country. It's not for me to think those things, because this is where we're slowly moving away from our own. Our focus is moving away from self to others. And then we start getting into a debate, and then maybe 5 years later we find out that the one that we were backing were actually the miserable, you know, the naughty ones, and we should have been helping the others. In fact, probably there's nobody who is totally clean anywhere. So first, to be biased, you know, like whether it's games, for instance, sports. Yeah, you support the country that you're born in or you're living in. But to dislike the other, or to, you know, take so much pleasure if the nation that you're supporting wins and the other doesn't. Is that soul consciousness? worth checking, isn't it? So take this few days that you have in Madhuban, and you know, I know it's maybe a bit cold outside externally, but we're sitting in a very, very warm place in a way where so many of our seniors, besides Mama and Baba, have done so much tapasya, which has brought us all here together and on this spiritual journey. And how much we can thank them, really. Thank our own fortune too. But really, if it wasn't for the guidance of our seniors, and though they didn't have anybody to follow, but they were just very clear as to what God wanted them to do. So let's take some time to reflect. I'll share a few thoughts, and if you have a pen and paper, do jot down a few things. But if not, just mentally note a few things. So I sit back relaxed, the feet on the ground, or your feet, or you can sit cross-legged if you prefer. Relaxed but alert. Let me see the year 2022 has been like. Starting with myself. My connection with Baba. I take this next few minutes to note some of the highlights, some of the spiritual achievements, I was happy about, or even take a spiritual pride in getting there. So what was it? What do you think worked? Maybe it was something you were able to let go. Some of the areas you were able to step up. have been detachment. The ability to speak and share when necessary. Me note what I did in terms of the relationships with BKid family or the world family. Always so positive. Something that I may have been struggling for a long time, but was able to achieve this year. What was it? Was it that I didn't understand and love and respect them enough, but I was able to do that now? Maybe the other way around. I was able to take a stand and make others realize that I do belong. I am important. Whatever it may be, something totally different than what I shared, please make a note. And in the environment, in what areas I'm more aware and respectful, I generally, any highlights of the year? Hope that was a useful exercise to go through. Is there anybody you'd like to share anything that stood out for them? Do you want to shift? There can be a mic made available. Because there's online viewers as well, so wait for the mic. If you stand up, then.
Thank you, sister, for this great idea of stock taking. One, you know, relates stock taking to businesses and all that.
Mm.
It's a great idea to apply it on yourself, or spiritual stock taking. I was just wondering, you know, it's nice to do it towards the end of the year. However, 1 year is a very long period.
Mm-hmm.
So would you consider that, you know, one should be doing it on a quarterly basis?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I was trying to reflect on last 1 year,
mm-hmm.
and it was a bit hard to,
true.
You know, think of over that long period,
true.
What transpired and all that.
As I mentioned earlier, that the way I like to look at the Sakar Mulis is like the homework and the classwork. We listen to in the class, and then we have some homework to do in terms of the practice throughout the day, and the Sunday of Yukt Muli is kind of your stock take, isn't it? Where you are and where you need to be. And I was just seeing that there's, over the year, there's hardly any month that we either don't have a festival, or some of our seniors have passed away. Like, say for the month of March, it's the memorial days of so many of our dadis and senior brothers. And so January anyway is Baba's month. Then February, Shivratri. Then month of March, you know, so many dadis. Some that we know well of, but there are others as actually, I think a list of 8 or 10, maybe more, of our seniors having passed away in month of March. Then April, May, something, either there is Holi, there is the Valentine's Day, Shivratri, then this Dadi, Jagdish Bhai's Day, Dadi Prakash Mani's Day, Didi's Day, Mama's Day. So I think every month we have something, so we can probably do it a weekly basis and a monthly basis, yes. Now, I would suggest that it happens more frequently than once a year, But once a year could be the bigger one. But if you've done all these, I don't know what currently the word is in terms of monthly tests and weekly tests, then all the monks add up for the annual exam. So this could be an annual stock take, but it could be done on a weekly and then monthly basis at least. And end of every day, this is what, you know, Baba suggests, and many of our seniors would share that with us. The end of the day, give everything to Baba and don't remember what's happened in the previous day, especially the wrong things. And carry on your next day as a fresh chapter. I think one of the sisters had raised your hand. Did any of you wanted to share from the sister's side? So yeah, I guess my Lokic background being from account side, also looking after Baba's shop, and shop as in proper shop, this theme came to my mind just right away when Brother Rajesh asked me if you'd like to share. I said, yeah, we could talk about stock taking. Because this is normally I would do physically as well around this time of the year. And so at least I'm not getting to do the physical side of it this year, so certainly the spiritual side. And yes, I know there's lots of homework that's been sent internationally, and Dadiji's class, Dadi Prakashmani's class. So from month of January, so let's have all our celebrations now, along with our spiritual effort. But yes, since beginning of January, let's make sure that that flame is lit so well that it stays lit properly and gets brighter and brighter throughout the year. So I'm sure your instrument souls will be sharing more information if they haven't already shared about the focus. But then again, our blessing to be in Madhubana at this time, along with the celebrations and being with the family, but really time to reflect. And I just think we're so spoiled. Any place of Baba's you go to, whether here, Pandabhavan, Shantivan, Peace Park, so many places where you can take time, you know, be in solitude and reflect. So the other aspect of stock taking is, which I don't want to dwell too much on, but we have to see what are the things that we can sharpen up. I would not want to start saying that that's lacking in us. That's what I'm indicating. So something that we are deficient about, something that we need to make up quite quickly. And so we need to make a note of that as well. And then for the next year, what is it that you would like to make sure that you start off your year with that, and then it continues throughout the year? It's not like after come to 7th of January or after 18th of January, so fizzled out, no. So I don't know if you want to dwell into another reflective exercise as to what is it that we're lacking, or maybe you want to take that to do that on your own with honesty, but along with that honesty, lot of self-respect. Because what we don't want to do in a Brahmin life, which is what we've been taught in bhakti and the path of devotion, is guilt and repentance. So what Baba teaches us, the Baba's method is, yes, have the stock take, check where you are, check what you need to change, but with a lot of love. Lot of love for self. Because why I got us to do the exercise of what went right. So you got this enough awareness that yes, I have the ability, I have the capacity to do lots of good things. And a few things that are not so good, I can change that easily with Baba's help. And in some of the recent mulis we heard the importance of concentrate. And the importance, recently Baba talked us the importance of Bharat, so all of us being here, either physically or mentally. How many of you visit Madhuban on a daily basis? You know, one of the simplest thing I do is every traffic control, I fly to Pandabhavan, you know, or wherever, whichever is your favorite place. Mine happens to be that. And so visit Madhuban a few times a day. Yeah. And Baba, in many, many mulis, says that wherever you are, that's just your office address. Your actual address is that you're all Madhuban Nivasis. Just that you're posted at those places to serve. So yes, when Baba praises Madhuban Nivasis, don't just think it's them, it's us too. Yeah? Surely their fortune that they're there physically, they're here physically throughout the year, and we only come as and when we can, hopefully every season, but some can't even make it that often. But through our mind, through our feelings, we can always be here. Because it's the place that Baba has chosen to come. And so that's why it's special. And this is why that even though so many of our dadis have gone, only one from the founding members is left now, Dadi Ratan Mohini. And so many of our senior brothers, you know, literally I've been in Pandabhavan just a week. I came last Monday and I'm leaving tomorrow. And within this week, I saw two funerals, Bhopal Vais and Pratibha Ben's, just within this week. So many of our senior brothers and sisters are being pulled to play a different role. So the advanced party is getting stronger and there's a variety of experiences being added to that. So we really also need to speed up and step up. Just think about what happened. Just imagine, just visualize what could have happened when Brahma Baba left. What is it that our dadis did? They were like little kumars and kumaris. But how they all united, and though with all their differences, they had that love and respect. And whoever was allocated the different roles to play was respected and supported. So one of the things that we could be looking at is how much time and energy and my thoughts, my feelings are towards unifying the family. Because one of the major way to reveal Baba would be through our unity. I don't know if you're aware, many of you may know, maybe some of you may haven't heard, one of the last messages, bhog messages through Dadi Gurzar, the essence were three things. It was a short one, and this is when she was, I think, in Mumbai, she was not even here. As far as I know, one was Amrit Vela, secondly was unity, and thirdly 6 months stock, physical stock. These were three main things that were mentioned in the message. And as far as I understand, this is one of the last messages through Dadi Gulzar. So, in our stock taking, is our Amrit Vela powerful? And Dadi Janki would always also emphasize, as is the Amrit Vela, your evening meditation. I know Sister Jayanti also emphasizes on the traffic control. That is there too. But gentlemen say every time, like we have every hour now, and a minute every hour. Is that powerful, or is that I'm just waiting for the music to finish and get on my business? Am I just stopping physically, but also am I stopping here? And checking where my past hour, what was it like, what was I thinking? So, brother, we don't even have to wait for a week or so. We can do it every hour, the stopping. So that at least my next hour is more focused and more full of awareness. And then one of the things that always Baba has emphasized, which really heads off to people who do it. I did for many years, and this is something that for the new year, I keep a name. I've already started, but certainly from the new year, is that meditation before Murli class. And I've seen one of the greatest example is Brij Mohan Bhai. He would always emphasize that it's not just that when the Murli is about to start, we walk in, but our class actually starts half an hour before the Murli starts. And how many of us have that importance for that half an hour meditation? So, okay, to begin with, if I can't make it half an hour, at least aim for 15, 20 minutes before class. And then you will see once you're in that meditative stage, when you listen to Baba's Murli, you'll be able to grasp it and understand it so much better than if you haven't meditated. And I know that from my own experience. You know, like we hear about Mama. Then one occasion, Mama was slightly late, and Baba had come into the hall, and she had not come. She actually sat outside. She didn't come in. She says, "How can I go in before, after the teacher has come?" So, for some reasons, if you're taking a lift or if you're traveling long distance, and for various reasons you can't make it, that's different. But see, even then, if you can adjust for 10-15 minutes to be there before Murli class, you'll see a difference. So if you collectively start from tomorrow, we do that. You'll see that, you know, if you start something in Madhuban, you get into a system, in a rhythm, then when you go back home, it's easy to follow. Well, home here and home there too. So it's a lot of ways to do stock taking, but let's just spend a few more minutes just seeing the things that I need to sharpen, and also what I want to aim for starting from tomorrow. Let's not just wait for 1st of January, but let's start from tomorrow. Or even now on, what I'd like us to do, I just want to underline once again, with all honesty, but with lot of love and respect, no margin for guilt or repentance, just the awareness and understanding that this is not right. And something that Daddy Janki used to use the term in Hindi, when you did something that was not so correct, my daddy would say, "Ye shaan nahi hai," and this is not your honor. So as God's children, what is honorable for me to do? Let's do that. And it's not because if I don't do it, God's going to punish me. But it's with this love and awareness that, wow, I have the fortune to know God personally and to be His child. Well, everybody is His child, but there isn't that recognition. You know, that's why Baba so often in the Sakar Murli says, there isn't that feeling of inheritance. just recently, was it yesterday or day before yesterday? Maybe not yesterday, it was Avyakt Muni. The Baba talked about sannyasis cannot call anybody a child. But that feeling of child to a parent, to a student and teacher, and, you know, our fortune to see as Baba as a Satguru. And it was something that Daddy Gulzar had said once to the youth when they questioned her that why our remembrance is not so powerful, or why is it that we have good remembrance sometimes but not always. A very simple answer that Daddy had given is that this three main relationship of parent, of mother and father, teacher and Satguru, we really need to deepen it. And I was checking for myself when I came to Madhuban this time, that yes, to see Baba as a parent is easy. To see Baba as a teacher is very easy, because one of my favorite subjects is Mullis, and something, you know, is like my hobby. But to see Baba as a Satguru, I still need to think, and I have been thinking in Madhuban a lot about it, but I still need to deepen that subject. So these three important relationships with Baba. So let's that make our base so powerful, of soul consciousness, of our connection with Baba, of this awareness of conference age, awareness of how short the time is. Yeah. So when the time is short, we want to hurry up, isn't it? It's not with stress. It's not with, you know, in order to achieve that, I'm going to harm others. No. It's taking everybody along. Yeah. So let's sit back, relax. Let me take this time to see what's lacking, or what I can sharpen up. In a financial term, I've looked at my assets, but let me check some of my liabilities. In terms of my relationship with myself, this body, am I treating them with love, with kindness? Without being attached or being over health conscious? Let me check if I give enough quality time for my self-progress. Let me check with all honesty. Becoming aware of where I am and where I'd like to reach. Let me check my relationship with Baba. This awareness of conference age. The time for the soul to enjoy the company of the Supreme. Crucial time where the things of the past, be it the nature, the sanskars, the ways and means of life, pulling me. At the same time, the godly systems and customs of the conference age. Divine systems and customs of the Golden Age. It's a bit like a tug of war. So where is the pull? Check with all honesty, but with love. What is it that I can and need to sharpen? And emphasize on. And now my relationships with others. Is there anyone that I lack good wishes for, or I dislike? I run away from them. Let me check and change. aware that I don't need to purposely come into company of wrong people. But in my heart, let there be no dislike. And nature. The elements, the animals, the birds. The crawly creatures. Can I purify them? Am I thanking them enough? Relationship with finances, possessions and properties, the means, worldly sense, securities. Here for me to use. They're not the basis of my identification. Let me free myself from any awareness that was based on possessions, positions. My connection to various people. Because my greatest are probably the only identity that matters, that is, I'm a child of God. And as a child, I reflect everything that God stands for. we do reflective meditations. Quite difficult to come into sound, isn't it? So I hope this was useful. Just to underline a few things. No place for shame or blame. No guilt, but total honesty. Look at your strengths first, and then also see the things and the areas you could enhance upon with Baba's help. Being aware of the time being so short, and if I don't do it, who will? And if not now, when? But also something that I need to regularly check. And it's things that maybe we can focus on for a week, 2 weeks, however long it takes. And then keep adding things to it. But the consistency and the perseverance needs to be there. Not that come March and everything is forgotten. It becomes an old year and we become old in our effort. Go back to being slack. No. You know, daily if we are able to give chant. Something Sister Jayanti has been encouraging in her classes is keeping a note of everything that you are thankful about on a daily basis. So every night, jotting down the things that you're grateful for. And if we see and look at that list of things that we can be grateful for, things that we have been provided with. You know, like often when Baba says, you know, there was a time when lots of people came to Madhuban, and I think it was starting of Shantivan, and even at some point in Pandava when it happened. And I remember one of the first years in Shantivan, the tents were built all around where you see Saraswati Bhavan and other places, training sections. There were tents, you know, so there was not enough accommodation for people. And quite a few elderly people were positioned there in terms of sharing dormitories in tents, and they had to shower outside. And it was not so warm either. And yet Baba telling souls who had to stay in tents, that's better than what you do on path of devotion. Right? So much Baba provides, you know. I'm just saying that for every group, the meals accordingly are provided. Even when you see regular breakfast or lunch and things, there's variety of vegetables, a variety, because people from different culture, people from different upbringing are serving here, not just we as visitors, but even those who live here. But it doesn't mean that we have to eat everything. We just take what we need. Yeah. So Baba is providing so much. There's so many things that we can be grateful about. The access to mullis, the access to information, the experiences, the classes, the facilities. The list is unending. So when we learn to look at the list of things that we're grateful for, more grateful things or more better things will happen to us. But if our focus is on this one doesn't behave nicely, or I don't have this money, or I don't have this, then you'll find more reasons to be stressful. So when Baba says, no, always have a positive awareness and positive attitude, we need to imply that on a daily basis. And then when a kind of long time passes and you look back and I think, wow, we've come a long way, isn't it? And people like, you know, when we see our dadis and many brothers and sisters who left after the partition and in 1950s when the group came from Pakistan to here, those who left was because they could say, well, if it's God's task, if it's God's this, that, how come we're not getting enough food to eat, etc. But they forgot how many years of almonds and milk and whatnot was provided. They could just see the present. They were not grateful of what was provided for. But the dadis that we saw as dadis stood fast, were very grateful, even in little. You know, all our dadis lived in such little areas. They used to make sabji out of potatoes and they used to make chutney out of potato peels. And that to be a small amount. That's what they survived on a daily basis for a long time. And even from that, you know, we've heard Sister Jayanti share that in Pune, dadi would have little food to eat. And sometimes the kids will come, children will come for children's class. And of that little food, she'll still share that food. And she didn't have any other means to cook more food or even time to cook more food. But when she talks about all these service times, she talks as though they were surrounded by God knows what. But no, physically they weren't. But their hearts were full of gratitude. And see where that took them to. So, you know, if I am lacking something, you know, like I remember one time some of the seniors from one country said to Dadi, brothers and sisters cannot come because they don't have enough money. And Dadi said, never think that way. Because the more you think that way, the more opportunities and challenges will come. Not opportunities, challenges will come for you to unable to come. So shift that from, you know, being in the place of need to actually being in the place where I can share and feeling that prosperity now and that fullness now. But see, dadis were surrounded by things, but did they own anything? It was for everyone else. So it's when I'm surrounded by things, am I possessive about that? Or am I thinking that's for service? That's something we need to check on. If there's any final comments, you can share. If not, we'll finish with another reflection. Are you sure to share something? We'll do some meditation first. Okay. Back relaxed, but alert. This time, let's stock take of everything that we can be grateful about. Begin with, let me thank my fortune and karma that has brought me to where I am and saved me various paths of distraction and illusion, which is seemingly very attractive to begin with. But very soon one would have realized it's like churning water, trying to get butter out of it. You're going nowhere. You can only feel the ripples. I feel that a lot was happening. Like going in the circles and not getting anywhere. Just tiring yourself. Let me be thankful for my relationship with Baba. The vision Baba has for me. It's one of the reasons, Murlis, the way Baba sees me as being the holiest and the highest. So let me have that vision for others too. Be thankful to all my seniors and the family for guiding me towards the right direction, the spiritual journey. And uplifting me when I'm down. Supporting me with my creative ideas and plans. Let me be thankful for all that I'm provided for and with. The wisdom Baba gives me so that richness doesn't take a form of ego. It brings in a lot more simplicity and humility in my life. There is no question of fear of what will happen in future. There is the assurance and certainty and conviction that only best will happen. Provided that I'm able to look at positive side of it. Of gratitude will allow me to receive all the certificates of contentment from the self, from Baba and the family. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Thank you for your kind attention.